Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101, the show that explores all avenues of transformation and aims to offer a few nuggets of gold that can support us in living in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature, even though sometimes it feels counterintuitive, just like the nightingale, a bird that sings out in the dark. I'm JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and it's a joy, as ever, to know that you're with me today. It's a great show today with a wonderful guest. Well, it's not often that I'm able to have a chat with a beauty queen turned celebrity psychologist, but that's Kelly Weekers, a former top model and Miss Netherlands, who pivoted to become one of Europe's leading psychologists and a best-selling author. And she's far more healthy for it. Stay tuned to hear her story and her tips for improved mental health. First, I did promise to keep you posted on how I was getting on with exercising on the Rebounder, a mini trampoline. It's a form of low-impact exercise that Kimberly Perry came onto the show to talk about recently. Well, I have to tell you that after 2 weeks of just a few minutes of bouncing every day, I'm sure that's not the correct fitness term for it, but, you know, bouncing it is, I can definitely feel and see the difference in my body. And I absolutely love it as a safer way for us older people to exercise. Well, anybody of any age, really, but particularly for those of us who are a bit older, women maybe going through menopause, that sort of thing. And also, this kind of exercise is great for shaking out tensions in the body and also just shaking out all those disempowering states as well. But you know, if you're looking to shake off something deeper, I might be able to help you out with some energy work. So head over to safehavenhealing.uk to find out more and book a time to talk it over with me. Meanwhile, personally, between bouncing, walking every day and cold water swimming, I'm not doing too badly at all on the fitness front. I've written a blog post about it and you can read that at thepracticalalchemist.uk. But back to Kelly Weekers, my guest now. She's the author of Happy Life 365, The Art of a Joyous Mindset, and also The Power of Choice, How to Hack Your Happiness. And that is where we started our conversation. Kelly, it's great to have you on the show. Your latest
Thank you.
You're welcome. The Power of Choice is your latest book, How to Hack Your Happiness. And I think it's really important to talk about choice because people think often that they have no choice. Things just happen to them and they have no control over it. They don't, you know, that it's just the way life is. It just happens and then you get on with it. But we do have a choice with everything, don't we?
Definitely. But I do think you are actually touching the sweet spot right away of this whole book, because that's what I state in the beginning, like to use the power of choice. You first have to realize that you have a choice.
Yeah.
So many people are still in that position of, I don't have a choice. I didn't choose that this happened to me or that that would happen to me. Of course, we can't fully control everything that crosses our path, but we can definitely choose how to handle it.
That's the key, isn't it? We can choose how to handle it. We can choose how to go forward. So what is it about that? I mean, how do we get to that point obviously you can say to somebody, you always, well, I say to people, you always have a choice. And they look at me as if I'm completely mad often.
Definitely.
Yeah. So how do you get to that point where you understand and you realize that you do always have a choice? It's not about stopping things happening, but it's how you deal with what's happened.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's also looking back on your life and seeing that you sometimes have overcome like really bad things that maybe happened in your past, in your youth, how you were raised, and realizing, hey, I didn't choose that life or that happened to me. But when I look back, I handled it. I took a step forward. I tried, I stumbled, I fell, but it got back up again. And it's a moment of realization. And for me, what really triggered me was reading about people that actually were in a position of not having any choice. Like one of the books I recommend in my own book is of the book of Viktor Frankl. He is famous. He's a psychotherapist, but he was in a concentration camp actually. Yeah. And he felt like, I mean, I'm here. I have no choice. I can't get out. But what they cannot take from me is the power I have between my ears, the power of choice of deciding how I want to go about my day. Maybe not in the things that I do, but the way I think and how I approach this situation. And I thought it was so powerful. Yeah. And I thought, if these people that are in the worst of the worst conditions can feel like they have that power of choice, we have power of choice in our day to day.
We do. And you'll be surprised how many times, or maybe you won't be surprised how many times Viktor Frankl's name comes up when I interview people, when we're talking about,
he's been so inspirational.
Yeah. And hugely influential to a lot of people. And so, he didn't have a choice because he was in a concentration camp, but he chose not to let it grind him down. He chose to rise above it somehow. He chose not to be it couldn't break his spirit.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's also a realization that comes with the power of choice, that we feel if we can't make the preferred choice, that we have no power of choice.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's true. We have a choice, and maybe that doesn't take us right away to where we want to go, but we need to hop like a few steps there are to take before we can go to wherever we want to go. So no, in the position that you are right now, it doesn't mean that you will have the ideal door in front of you and you just open it and you're like, ah, great. No, sometimes it is a struggle to get where you want to go.
Yes. I mean, it is a bit like planning a journey, isn't it? Might want to go to, let's say if I wanted to go to Madrid, and I'd like to just go there from here, right? You know, have a plane take me right from my doorstep there, but it's not possible.
Exactly.
I have to work out the route. I have to work out how to get there. I'm still getting there. I'm still doing what I've planned to do, but I have to make lots of different choices along the way.
Yeah. And sometimes you want to take the plane, but that's not available. So you take the train and you have to hitchhike a bit. And then you end up in, Croatia. And you're like, okay, I've gotten a little bit off route here, but that's life. Yeah. And then you get there and you learn so much.
Yes.
You're like, okay, this was maybe not what I wanted, but at least it made me stronger. It learned me a lot. And I know now how to get where I want to go.
Yeah, exactly. So it is about having a goal, knowing what you want. Do you think that's really important as well, knowing what it is that you want?
Yeah, but I do think that it could also be a goal to, for a moment, not know what you want. And that's okay. Because I think we're so, we try to hold on so tight to a purpose or a goal, or we need to reach this or that. And I think maybe one of the most beautiful goals to have is like inner peace, that just that calmness of, I don't know what tomorrow will bring, but I'm at peace where I am today, and I embrace the not knowing And I think that is one of the hardest things for people in this day and age.
It really is. And I love that you said that. I really do, because I think that I'm eventually, I'm finally getting to that point where I don't really know. It doesn't matter if you don't know what your goals are. The important thing is that you do what you can in the moment, step by step, to get you to the next phase, next place. And you're good with that. You know, you're yeah. happy with that. I had a coach and a mentor many years ago who, and she was American. She always used to talk about being comfortable living in the zip code of I don't know.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And that's
so true.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I've aimed and aspired to live by ever since then. Yeah, it is beautiful, isn't it? And it doesn't mean to say that you're aimless.
No, definitely not. And I think maybe that's also, if we can get to that point, I think our inner voice and what our heart wants to tell us where to go will get so much stronger. And we will eventually maybe have some goals, but they will really align with who we truly are, instead of just getting some goals because you want to do something to make your parents proud, or like go along with your friends or society or whatever. If you can just let it all go and be in that zip code of I don't know, I think better things will come to you that really align with you.
Yes, and I love that too. And I just want to explore a little bit more this thing about, you know, coming from that place of where you really are, rather than where your parents want you to be, or where your peers want you to be. So how do we get to that place where we know that we're doing what's right for us?
I think awareness is always the key to change. So as we grow up, I think it's so normal to look at our parents and want their approval, because that's how we survive as kids. If we feel their love and we get their attention, we get food, water, whatever we need to survive. So it's like a survival mechanism. But if we don't see that when we grow older, that we are constantly searching for approval from our community or peers or our parents, and we don't get into an authentic state of being, it really messes up our lives, because then we are going to take that career path or choose that love life or get those friendships that align with their approval or wants and needs, and we don't live a life that is aligned with our wants and needs.
So
I think that awareness is really important. If I look at myself, for years I chased goals that actually are not my goals. These were dreams of other people, and I didn't even realize it until I thought, why doesn't it give me positive energy, and why would I feel happy reaching these goals? Because they weren't mine. My parents were like on the sideline clapping, and I was like, I don't really care so much about these goals.
It's interesting, isn't it? And I was really interested to see that in your book, The Power of Choice, you talk about your upbringing, and you talk about the things that you got from that. It's so important, isn't it? So, so important. And I think, is it one of the things that you say that the best thing that parents can do for their kids is allow them to, something around allowing them to be the way they need to be? Tell us what that quote is.
To be themselves.
Yeah.
If you give them the freedom to be themselves.
Yes.
Yeah. They will grow up as authentic human beings. But what we normally do, I mean, the most beautiful thing would be that we would all receive unconditional love. But in practice, we receive conditional love.
Of course, we
receive love when we are quiet, or when we are smart, or when we behave, or when we whatever. And that's okay. I think looking back on your past, on your upbringing, is not to say, well, you are guilty of, or you did this or that. It's just understanding what shaped you into the person you are today, so you can choose, is that who I really want to be?
Yeah.
Or do I want to be someone else? because you aren't what other people tell you who you need to be. It's who you choose to be. Yeah. You choose who you want to be. And that's why I think it's so important to look at the upbringing. And it's really hard for parents to raise kids that are free of conditions of worth, because it's what we all do. We always have this, that we just give children a bit more love when they get better grades in school, or when they are just really nice and relaxed when we are out and about with friends or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm thinking while you're speaking that this from a former Miss Holland. So this is something where you are judged. You put yourself forward to be judged. Is that something that you did from your own, that you wanted to do, that you wanted to be? Or is this something that you felt was a peer pressure or a family pressure or an external pressure of some kind?
I think a peer pressure. I mean, obviously, my parents were proud of what I achieved, but it was also people were telling me all the time, like, oh my gosh, you're living the dream life. You are a model. You're traveling abroad. Oh, that's amazing that you can enter this competition. And it's with all these good-looking women. And because people tell you, you should be, I mean, happy for whatever career or that they would want it or that I could travel the world. I thought, well, this is something I must like because it's something other people would want to do. But then again, I was chasing somebody else's dream, at least. Of course, it was constant validation from the outside that this was a dream you should want to reach, and me feeling very, I don't know, neutral about it, unhappy. It wasn't satisfying me at all. And then, interestingly enough, the outside world told me, this is so amazing and you're validated for being beautiful. But in that world, people are constantly telling you that you are not good looking and that you have the wrong size and everything was off and not good enough. So it's a really harsh world. So for me, it wasn't something that aligned with who I truly am.
Yes, it's really important to recognize when you're not living in a way that's true to your nature. And we'll hear more about that from Kelly Weekers in a few moments. First, it's time to hear from our station sponsors. Back after this.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on UK Health Radio with me, JJ, the practical alchemist, and my guest, Kelly Weekers, a former model and Miss Netherlands who, despite her career change, is still coming up as model, I noticed when I Googled her. I know, right?
It's really interesting. People find that interesting.
It is interesting. You know, it is interesting how these labels stick as well. Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily align with who you are. Yeah. And so you can see why people might find it a bit confusing, to say the least, when they're trying to work out who they are and work out what the choices are that they might take in life.
Yeah, and I think also a good thing, that's why we shouldn't talk ourselves down for making the wrong choices.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way we can learn what we actually like. I'm now looking back on it. I'm super happy that I tried modeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy that I, in my love life, made some choices that I'm like, why did I choose him? Or in friendships that I couldn't keep my boundaries, and these friendships went to a place that I think were not healthy or didn't bring me anything. But it's these like ups and downs that you go through that teach you, okay, this is what I don't want. The interesting thing is also then to really know what you do want.
Yeah.
So you have that goal at least, because also a lot of people know what they don't want anymore. So they get up and they're like, I don't want this out of life, and I don't want that. What do you do want? Because that's also what fills your thoughts. And you need to direct yourself on a path that does make you happy.
Yes, and I know from personal experience all about that, because when I was younger, I always knew what I didn't want. I always knew that I didn't want to be this, or I didn't want to be that, or I didn't want to do this, or I didn't want to do that. But rarely could I sit down and tell you what I did want with any clarity. And of course, you end up just kind of muddling along for a long, long time. And,
exactly.
Yeah. And you don't get to where you want to be because you can't really express where it is that you do want to be.
Yeah.
It's back to that journey idea again, isn't it?
Yeah. That's so important. And that's why I always say, people always tell me, definitely after the power of choice, they're like, but I'm so scared of making the wrong choice. Make the wrong choice. It's great making a wrong choice because it gives you so much clarity on, of course, what you don't want, but also what you do want. Then you feel, okay, so this is something that I truly value in a friendship, or this is something that I value in a career, or I need to feel more purpose in my life. I have to find a purpose or whatever. It's because of these wrong choices that are never wrong, but just help us grow, that we realize, hey, this is what is truly me.
Yes. And I think that it's really useful to make those wrong choices, or to make choices that which don't align with who you are or what you want to be or do, because you do end up with some kind of calibration. Then you know what that feels like. You don't, you know, that we'll not have any more of that in our lives. But then, so look forward to what you do want. So again, it's that double pronged approach. It's like, okay, work out what you don't want, but you really need to then sort of adjust and say, well, what is it that I do want? What was it about this that I didn't like? So maybe this was something that I do want, but there was something about it I really don't like. So what is that, and how can I make it so that that doesn't become part of it in the future?
And I think that is also another sweet spot you're touching right there. I think a lot of people don't ask themselves the right questions.
Right.
So themselves, what don't I like about this? No, what did you like about this? Or what else do you want? Or what would align better with you? Or what fits your personality? Or what do you want out of your day or out of your life? So because we are asking ourselves the wrong questions, we don't get the right, or give ourselves the right guidance in life to attract what we do want.
Yeah. Yes. And that's all choice. It's all part of choice. It's all saying, okay, don't like that, but do like this. And okay, let's go along with that for a little while and see how it works. I think people as well today have this notion that everything has to turn out perfectly first attempt at life. You know, you're just going to create a fabulous life immediately.
I mean, it's the pressure of social media. Everything looks perfect, of course, when all your family members and friends share only that 1% of the life that is actually working out fabulously. Yes, that is perfect, but it's not real life. I mean, 99% is outside of social media and outside of that quick conversation that we have bumping into each other. And I think it's so important to realize, like, the ups and the downs, those created an amazing life. And I think even if we wouldn't have these moments that we feel horrible or these days that we feel off, we wouldn't be so grateful for whatever is going right and what we do have. And I think that is so important to, we shouldn't try to go for these perfect lives that we see online. I mean, they wouldn't bring us happiness. We know that they don't bring happiness.
Of course we do. Yeah. And it reminds me of a friend of mine who said the other day that when she looks at my social media feed, she just thinks that I live in the most perfect place to live in the world and that it would be where she would love to live. But of course, that's just one aspect of it. It's, you know, all I'm sharing is, you know, pictures of the countryside and the area that I live in, that sort of thing, nature. And of course, that's all beautiful. But then actually living here might not be what this person wants.
That is so true. And that is what I see a lot. And I think we are all vulnerable to that, that we see someone achieving a goal, like someone that wins the gold medal or has this amazing company that it's worth millions. And they're like, I would have wanted that. But I'm like, do you really? Did you really would want to spend like a year of your life just aiming on this really short, like, how do you say it, road that you have to run like 100 meters or whatever? Would you? I mean, would you want to be in the gym every morning, every at midday, at night? Do you want to adjust your diet? Do you not want to party a whole year? Or many goals are only reached when you have the full package. Do you want that full package?
Yes, yes. And it does take work often. So again, a lot of people just think it's all going to, you know, fall into your lap. It's all just going to be there. When you make, so, you know, years ago, there was a DVD called The Secret, and it was very much, you know, just think about what you want and it'll turn up, right? Yeah.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah, it would be great, wouldn't it, if that was really true. I mean, there were truths in there, but what it left out was that you actually have to take some action. You actually have to do something.
That is the thing. And do you want to do the things that, like, just are a part of that goal? And that's the same for you. If people look at your wonderful pictures in nature, they're like, that's amazing. But maybe would you want to live in a secluded area like I do.
Exactly.
I love it, but it's a thing. I mean, that awesome nature is there because there's no one.
exactly, you know, some people are really suited to living in a city. Some people really find that buzz of everything going on around them invigorating, enjoying, they enjoy it, but for others it's just like a nightmare. And yet you can see pictures of people having fun and you can see, you know, fabulous cityscapes and online, and you think, oh, I'd love to be there. I'd love to live that life. Would you really?
Exactly. You know, until you are that hypersensitive person and you walk into the city and you hear all the noises and you're like, that I didn't see on that picture.
Yeah, exactly. And I did see something recently which said that a lot of our stress is caused by noise. You know, a lot of our, a lot of our ill health can be, is rooted in the noise.
Actually, after the most important ones, the stress factors, of course, finances and just having a roof above your head and knowing that you will have something to eat today. It's the fourth one right after is noise.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
But I mean, we all had a moment in our life probably that we felt like, yes, I understand this, when your neighbor was going off and you're like, seriously?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So it's all and then again, you know, people might say, well, I don't have any choice but to live in a city. I don't particularly enjoy it. But again, you can go through a process of really just evaluating what it is that you like and don't like about that situation, and then move on from there. There may be things that you can do to improve it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the most important thing. Just don't expect that if you say, I have no other choice than the city, to indeed just go to the countryside buy a huge property there, have your animals. I mean, there are steps to be taken to get to that point. So maybe you can have like a tryout time, or maybe you have to have that extra job, or I mean, there are steps that you need to take to reach those goals and get to your dreams.
There really are. And the other part of this is, and it's a quote from your book, is not explaining yourself constantly. So you say life gets so much easier if you just stop explaining yourself and do whatever works for you, because that's the other trap that we fall into, isn't it? And it comes back to whether, you know, we're making choices because of peer pressure or because of parental pressure. Let's get over that and understand that we are unique and we need to make our own choices.
Yeah, I think that is the hard thing that we take from our childhoods, that constant search for approval and wanting to be validated and respected. And of course, it's natural to have that, but the first person that has to give yourself that validation is yourself. And that's what we often forget. So we always look towards the outside world, like, what do my parents think of this, or my family, or my peers? But I mean, it won't make you happier. If they approve of it, you have to like it. You have to like how you live your life. And that's often what people tell me, also in a professional setting. Yeah, but if I do this, my parents will be upset.
It's so powerful. That parental approval is so powerful.
Yeah. And I think that is then also the choice you make, that they have to grow. They have their life and they have their growth that they have to go through. And one of these elements is recognizing that your child is not your child. I mean, it is your child, but it's now an adult, and they want to live the life that they want to live.
Yeah.
And I think that is so necessary.
Absolutely. And we'll have more from Kelly Weekers on that in a moment after another short break. Back right after this.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
The station that makes you feel good.
And you're still listening to Alchemy 101 here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio station. I'm JJ, the practical alchemist, talking today with psychologist and author Kelly Weekers. Let's get straight back into our chat. How do you coach people in getting to that point where they really understand who they are so they can explore what they want?
I think it's first, again, you can't change what you don't acknowledge. So I think it's really important, instead of just staying in the moment and saying, well, I'm a people pleaser, so that's what I do. When someone triggers me to say, do you want to join me for this? I already feel obliged to say yes. for instance. I mean, then I can say to someone, then you just have to say no, because you feel like it's a no, so you should. But if we take a step back and you just try to see how you were raised and where this people-pleasing came from on a deeper level, because we always try to change things on the surface. But if you just go a bit deeper and you understand that maybe you grew up in a household where your parents were a bit, unpredictable. So you became the child that always was just trying to see what was going on and trying to keep that situation calm and react in a way that kept everything peaceful. So you became that people pleaser because you just were trying to get that approval of your parents. So nowadays, when something triggers you and you understand where it came from, you can tell yourself even, like, okay, my colleague asked me to do something in a different matter, in a different way, and then I felt attacked. Well, maybe that's because you were always searching for that approval. So if you understand where everything is coming from, you have to tell yourself you don't have to protect yourself in that way anymore. You don't need that validation of that colleague or friend or whatever. What do you think about this yourself? How do you feel about it? Are you okay with this? Aren't you okay with this? So it's constantly taking it back to your own inner voice and really seeing, okay, this is something that is there and it's from a long time ago, and this is something that is really me. And I think that is a process. That's not something you do automatically. And that's maybe also the problem in our day-to-day lives, is that we just live on automatic pilot.
Yeah.
So we just go through our days, not even thinking about why we are triggered or why we respond to a situation in a certain way. But if you just pause for a moment and just ask yourself, why did I do what I just did? And really ask yourself, I mean, we understand ourselves pretty well, but we just don't take that time. So we just already go. So that pause moment to go from your automatic pilot to a more authentic pilot is really what helps you understand, hey, this is my voice, and that is my parents' voice, and that is peer pressure, and this is what I really want.
Yeah, I love that. It is taking that time to just sit back and not just, as you say, operate on autopilot. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you give yourself the time. And the, you can just tune in to you and say, is this me or is this something else? Yeah.
Because if you go into it too on that autopilot, that is normally whatever was taught to you in all these years. And if you pause for a moment, you have the opportunity to really do something else and really change the direction or your reaction or your emotion, because you just give yourself the freedom of speech, because it's always these other voices and patterns and whatever you've learned in the past years that are just the easy route, because that's what your brain knows, what your body knows, what your emotions are like. Okay, we just do this because we did that for years.
Yeah.
Take a step back. Why do I do what I do? Can I do it differently? Do I understand where this is coming from? And then you will see already that you can make so many changes because you're more aware. We are not aware.
Yes, exactly. We're not aware. And even when we are aware, we need permission, don't we?
Yeah. Because then you know yourself, you know what you want, but how do you choose yourself? Yeah.
And for a lot of people, that permission is very difficult to come by. It's very difficult for people to give themselves permission, right? Because we're always used to somebody else giving us permission, like a teacher or a parent or somebody, you know, but we can give ourselves permission.
Yeah. And I think it's also just maybe again learning in our society where everything is so in the moment and everything needs to be smooth and people don't want to be stressed, at least, so they want to make it as smooth as possible for themselves. It's sometimes it's if you do something that's good for you and maybe not something others approve of, it will feel strange in the moment, or you will feel frustrated, or you will get different reactions. But it's something you go through. It's part of the whole healing process and aligning your friendships in a better way, and how you go about the relationship with your parents, that good things will come from it mostly, but yeah, it needs some time. So of course, the first time when you tell someone like, I'm not okay with that, or I want to do this, or this is where my heart took me, and this is the career I'm going to pursue, there will be people that will tell you otherwise. But it's also telling yourself, no, it's okay. I only need my own approval. Yes. And they will come around if they really have my happiness, if they really find that important, they will understand when they see how happy I am.
Exactly,
this.
Exactly. And another thing that you say is, I'm just looking for it in your book now, the only people, because we're talking boundaries here.
Yeah.
The only people who have a problem with you setting boundaries are the ones who take advantage of you not having them. It's absolutely true, isn't it? Yeah.
Of course, because if people really care about your well-being and your happiness, they will understand that sometimes you will need boundaries, or you will say no to certain things, or you will choose a different direction because you say, I think this would make me happier. So it's the people that just benefit. This is definitely in family systems often the thing. It's even funny, I think everyone recognizes, when you're living your adult life, but you come back to the family home, you immediately feel these family dynamics that everyone is so used to.
Yeah.
Going about things in a certain way. And if you don't change, then you heal and you've grown, you will see that some people are not okay with your boundaries. Why not? Because they are used to you just doing whatever they want.
Yeah.
So the funny thing is, they put their needs first instead of yours. So they accuse you of being self-centered or whatever, or only thinking about yourself, but actually they are thinking about themselves. Because they don't give you that space to do what works for you.
That's a very, very good point. Yes, a very good point. And how much does communication play in all of this as well? I mean, because sometimes people might not understand why you're behaving in a certain way. I mean, presumably we do well to communicate what we need, or where we are with people, especially like family and friends.
Mm-hmm. I think we should communicate a lot more.
Mm.
We often say, oh, they should have known from this reaction that I gave.
Yes.
Or they must have known what was going on in my life. People don't know. I mean, we all think, a lot people think about us and what we are doing, but actually everyone is very self-centered and just minding their own business and just trying to keep their heads above water. And you should communicate what is going on, or what changed, or what you would like, or why you make certain decisions, not to explain yourself and ask for approval, but just for them to understand where you are coming from and what you are okay with. Because I do understand that I changed a lot in the last years. Actually, I always say, I don't think I changed a lot. I think I became myself more.
Yes.
And more.
Yeah.
And that's something I felt and I went through. But the people around me, they don't know exactly what is going on. So it's really interesting for them to know, like, oh, these thoughts are going around in her head, or this is how she approaches a situation, or that's why she does this that I'm not used to. And I think people that love you and want best for you, they will fully understand. But you have to communicate what's going on.
You do, you do. And I said to somebody only the other day, I said, I just feel like things, I feel completely different. I'm a completely different person to the person I was, I don't know, a couple of months ago, except that I'm the same, you know, or maybe I'm more me. That,
yeah.
You know, that's, and it felt kind of very difficult to explain, actually, but it is that thing of becoming more and more you, growing more and more. And there is no age limit on this either, is there? Because, yeah. You know, I mean, I'm you know, getting on in years now, and still am growing and still am becoming more me. And so, you know, people needn't think that if they, I don't know, get into their 30s, 40s, 50s, then it's over for them. Absolutely not.
No, I think every phase of our lives ask for a re-evaluation of who am I really, what do I want, and this comes with different phases, but also things that happen to us, bigger traumas. They change just how we, what we want out of life, and what we are okay with, and these experiences shape us. So I think we should evaluate more often what we want, even when we feel okay and we feel happy. Yeah. It's amazing to ask yourself more often, who am I really? What do I want? Because you will be surprised how much our wants and needs change over the years. Just because you are staying yourself.
Yeah.
That's the interesting thing. People always think it's a bad thing to change. Or if someone tells you, you've changed, I'm like, luckily you've changed. You've learned something. You grew and now you want different things. Amazing.
Yeah. Yes. And that is the natural way. That is nature's way. We all change. We grow. Everything in nature grows. There's a season for everything. Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that. So it is a question of knowing yourself, getting to know yourself. That can be a lifetime's
ongoing thing.
Yeah, exactly. That, you know, that never stops. But also it's understanding that so much good, or so much that's so enjoyable, so much that is so magical, can come from this constant recalibration and constant getting to know ourselves and seeing what we want. I'm sure you would say that so far you've had a blessed life, but you've made lots of changes in your life.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that is the privilege I have. And what I do realize is that so many people in this world, they don't have all these options. So if we have the ability to like read my book, then I assume you are in a place where you have that opportunity, you have the power of choice, and you should take whatever chance is coming your way, and you should try to open some doors and try something different, because why not? So it's just, for me, it's so interesting that so few people realize that they have that power of choice, because they're so stuck in, no, this is just how life is, and it is what it is, and that's nonsense, or self-help, woo-woo.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I remember saying to a friend once, well, you know, they were saying they were bored with their job and they didn't like it. And I said, well, then do something else, you know. Now, not saying that that's an easy thing in this day and age. However, just entertain the possibility that there might be something else or a different way that you can do what you do that would make it more interesting. But I just got a blank, nope, it's too late for me to do that now. What?
It's never too late.
Exactly.
It's never too late. And it's not for some, it's only for the people, money or the resources. You can create these yourself, and it's not always about that opportunities only come when you have the finances. No, you create these because you are prone to have your 360 view instead of this narrow-minded idea of what is possible for you.
And just talking about 360 view, your other book is Happy Life 365, so 365 days of the year. Yeah. And that is how to create your best life, really, I guess.
Yeah. And it's also triggering, because, of course, you can't live your best life 365 days of the year. But it is about how our thoughts shape our emotions and our actions. And every day we can make the conscious choice to whatever is coming our way, how to go about it and do what works best for us.
Yeah.
And I think just taking that power back in your life, that they also say, like, happiness is not because everything is going well in your life, but it's just the feeling of being in charge of yes. whatever is coming your way and feeling that you can handle it and you can choose how to go about it. That is what creates happiness. Happiness is not the destination. It's that journey and just feeling like, okay, I'm behind the steering wheel. And that is what a happy life 365 for me is. My life isn't beautiful 365 days a year, but I definitely make the best out of it 365 yeah. days a year.
Yes, and mine certainly isn't. But I have learned, again, I have learned over the years how to be happy or be content or just not be stressed by everything that comes my way. It's how you deal with it. That's what counts.
And it's also, and that is probably something you also have, it's just having a healthy distance from situations.
Yeah.
We always feel like something happens and we have to react a certain way, but you can have like a healthy distance and really think about, what do I want to do with this? Do I even want to do something with this? Or is this maybe not even important to me? So make choices instead of reacting. I always say, if you pause, you learn to respond. So that is, again, more true to yourself and what you feel is important to you, because on that autopilot, we just go in and we react and do whatever, and mostly not what works for us.
Yeah.
If we take that pause and we respond, we will also notice that so many things we just let go of because it's not even important to spend any time on.
I couldn't agree more. Kelly, it's been really wonderful having you on the show today. So apart from your two books, which are available, I think, everywhere,
yeah,
which I do recommend. Actually, may I say, I love the feel of them. You don't often get a book these days.
It's so kind you say that, because I really spend time on that. I always want a book to feel just like you're excited to read it.
I appreciated it. they really feel good. And that's the wonderful thing about having a book and not a digital copy of something.
Exactly. And I'm self-published. So I chose the paper and I could choose whatever.
You've done a lovely job. Done a lovely job.
Thank you for having me.
So thank you. And just before we go, where do people get a hold of you if they want to contact you?
Easiest through Instagram, Kelly _Weekers. That's where you can find me and where I share a lot about a happy life 365 and the power of choice.
Fantastic. And you do have a website as well, which is kellyweekers.com. Yeah. Brilliant. Kelly, thank you so much for joining me. Here's to a happy life. And here's to much more choice as we go forward. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Kelly's new book, Choose Me, is out in English in January. So another one to look out for. That's all we have time for today. I thoroughly enjoyed talking with Kelly Weekers and hope you enjoyed the conversation too. Thank you for listening. Join me next time for more Alchemy 101. Until then, it's goodbye from me and that nightingale.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.